Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed.
Good morning. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am so excited that you have joined me this morning. And this morning, I want to encourage you to live the blessed life. That's right, the blessed life. It is time to live your blessed life right now. Your best life and your blessed life. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, living the blessed life, a life full of rights and privileges and benefits. You know, Proverbs 10:22, it tells us, this is the New International Version, that says, the blessings of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. That's the New International Version. And then the New Living Translation says, the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And then I'm going to read this one, the English Standard Version. It says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And so God wants you to have a blessed life. He wants you to live your best life and have a blessed life. And it all starts with the relationship, with the right relationship with him. And it's through that relationship that you have access to rights and privileges and benefits. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, your rights, your privileges, and your benefits. I like to call them benefit package, a benefit package, right? You know, so I want to just encourage you today to, you know, live that life, the blessed life. If you've never thought about yourself as being blessed, if you've never thought you could be blessed, then you need to listen to this program. You need to share this program with somebody else who may feel like they're not blessed, because, again, there are rights and privileges. I'm going to say that again. There are rights and privileges and benefits that comes with right relationship with God. Happy Sunday, family. Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. I am here to serve you up a word today. This morning, I want to bless you with this message to help you see that you are blessed. You are blessed. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, but you know how I like to start the program off with praise and worship. And so I want you to just take some time, take a moment, and just take a deep breath, just breathe in all the blessings of God and breathe out anything that doesn't look like him. Breathe out anything that doesn't sound like him. Breathe out anything that doesn't feel like it's of God. Breathe it out and breathe in all his blessings. There's healing in his blessings. There's financial breakthrough in his blessings. His blessings makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. So breathe. Here we go. Here we go. Breathe in. Breathe in.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, tell me. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now, I'm Lord, put on. God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate.
desperate for him. Lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I. Without him, and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He has. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Amen, amen, amen. This is the air I breathe, the Ruach breath of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have to breathe it in. When you're having one of those stressful days and turmoil is going on all around you, just breathe in deeply all the blessings of God and breathe out anything that doesn't look like him. I'm telling you, it works. It works. And so welcome. This is your Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. I'm so glad that you joined me today, because today we are going to be talking about your blessed life, because it's time that you live the blessed life. There are rights and privileges to right relationship with God. And so some of you are living below your privileges, and I'm here today to help you with that. And so get ready. Get ready to take some notes. Amen. Get ready to invite your family and friends along on this journey with us today as we discover our rights and privileges through right relationship with God. I just want to encourage you today. I don't care what you are going through. God has not forgotten you, because I know that sometimes we think God is blessing everybody else except for us. Sometimes we think he has forgotten about us. But I am here to tell you that God has not forgotten you. That is your Heavenly Father. He loves you so much, and he is aware of everything that you are going through. He's aware, and that's why today I'm going to talk about those rights and privileges and benefits that come with that right relationship with him. Amen. Because you need to know what you have access to. Many of us are not accessing that which has been given to us. God has already given you the key. You already have the key. All you have to do is unlock the door and walk in. Step into your blessings. Amen. Benefits. There are benefits. I like to say there's a benefit package. There are benefits to being in right relationship with God. Through your relationship, you are given the keys to the kingdom. Therefore, you have access to everything you need. Say that one right now. Say, I have access to everything I need. Because you have access, because God has given you access. And guess what? If you do not have a relationship with God through his son Jesus Christ, know that salvation is available to you as well. Salvation is available to you so you also can have access to these rights and privileges. Amen. To this benefit package. You know, John 3:17, it tells us that God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. God spared not his own Son, but freely delivered him up for us all. Amen. So we all can have access to the benefits of relationship with God through the privileges of having a relationship with God, and that is what I want to talk to you about today, the benefit package, the rights and privileges, the keys to the kingdom, your access to the kingdom. You know, I watch those credit card commercials, and they're always talking about there are rights and privileges to, you know, sign up for this card, and you'll have all these rights and privileges, right? Well, guess what? That those rights and privileges don't even touch the rights and privileges that come with right relationship with God. So what I want you to do is I want you to stay tuned in, right? Stay tuned in. Don't go anywhere. While I go to a commercial break, I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to dive into this thing. Amen? So don't you go anywhere. But I want you to think about it. Think about those rights and privileges that are due you. You have access. You have access.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watson.
All right, welcome back. That was our commercial break. Layla Simone, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my organization with my granddaughter Layla. And we just make it easy for you to shop within our network. And when you're shopping, you actually are doing some guilt-free shopping because you don't have to feel guilty because you're shopping with a purpose and for a cause. So keep that in mind and definitely support the next time you shop. Support us. Amen. But, yeah, we are back, and I want to talk to you again about your rights and privileges and living the blessed life, living your best life and living your blessed life. Amen. And so, you know, we want to know, I want you to know, that you have access. You have access because many times I think we look at other people's lives. We look at things. We're on the outside looking in, I like to say. So you don't really know what's going on. But usually we look at other people and we think, wow, they're really blessed and they really have it all together. And why isn't God blessing me? But, you know, you can't always look at somebody else's situation and think that, you know, they have it better than you because you really don't know. What I've learned through mentoring and counseling is that, you know, everybody's going through something. Everybody's going through something. Everybody's going through a struggle that you know nothing about. And so that's why it's important to focus on your stuff. Don't worry about somebody else's stuff. Focus on your stuff. Focus on your relationship with God. Because it's through that relationship where you really can have a blessed life. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have problems. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have struggles and setbacks. It just means that when those things happen, you will have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And people will wonder why you're not upset. And it's not that you're not upset, but it's just that you know that God has your back. You have hope. Because God, Scripture tells us that God will give us a hope in the future. And so your hope, you'll have hope. You'll have that expectation because of that relationship that you have with God. And so that's the difference, right? We have hope. We have an expectation because we know that our Heavenly Father loves us because we know that He wants to give us a hope in the future. Amen? And so, you know, the good news is that there are rights, there are privileges that come with that relationship. And so one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all of my iniquities, who heals all of my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. I love this. I love this scripture so much. So that my youth is renewed like the eagle. Now think about it. This is a part of the benefit package, right? And so He forgives all of your iniquities, those repeated sins, right? So a part of the benefit package is that He will forgive those repeated sins, that iniquity. He heals all. It doesn't say somebody. It says, it actually says He heals all of my diseases, not some. He says all. And so that's why it's important that you know what comes in your benefit package. It's important that you know what these rights and privileges entail. And then it says that, you know, you're redeemed from destruction. That means any of that stuff that's going on, we know that there's so much going on in the world, so much. We are redeemed from that. We're redeemed from any curse, any generational curses. We're redeemed from that. And then it goes on to say, He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, and He satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. So I like to say God has renewed my youth like the eagles. You know, many of you know my story. I've been through a lot. And so I don't look like what I've been through. I mean, I literally do not look like what I've been through because God has renewed my youth like the eagles. Right? And that's a part of the benefit package. That's a part of my privileges and rights through having a right relationship with God. And so in order to access, you know, you have to get rid of your old way of thinking, your old way of doing things, those old habits and limiting beliefs that has held you back. Those things that you stand in need of is your lot in life, and there is nothing that you can do about it. You know, this God wants to give you these blessings. He wants you to have access to these rights and privileges and to these benefits. But many of you don't, number one, don't think you're deserving. You don't think you're deserving. You think that, and I've heard people say this, I've done so much that I don't think God can bless me. No. That's not true. Repent. Turn away from that thing. And just begin to live this thing out for real. Change your mindset. Get rid of that old way of thinking. Get rid of those old habits. And then you can have access to these rights and privileges. Excuse me. They are yours for the taking. And so 2 Corinthians 5:17, it tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have to weigh. Behold, all things have become new. So everything is new. Amen. You are a new creation. Some versions say a new creature. You are a new creation in Christ. Now I want you to let go of your old way of thinking and boldly enter into your blessed place. Amen. God has already blessed you with everything you need. You have access to all of the rights and privileges, all the blessings, by faith. Amen. Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Your healing, your financial blessing, whatever you stand in need of is right there. You have access. And so you have to start looking, you know, in the spirit realm. You know, I know many times we look at in the natural. We look at what we can actually see, but there's more to life than just what you see. There's also a spirit realm, right? Get out of the natural. Get out of the flesh, right? And start believing and receiving the fact that it's already done in the spirit realm. Open your mouth and speak it and activate your healing. Activate your financial blessing. Activate, you know, your marriage, a good marriage, you know, your children, any issues that you're having with your children, your career, your business, your ministry. Begin to access those things. God wants to bless you in those areas. Believe it in your heart and speak it from your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, Scripture tells us, the mouth speaks. And so what is in your heart? What is in your heart? Check your heart. Check it out. What's in there? Out of the abundance of that will come out of your mouth. So you gotta get everything, gotta get it all right. You gotta get your mind right. You gotta get your heart right, right? So we can line it all up, so that we can begin to live the blessed life and the best life right now. So today, I want you to speak a blessing over yourself. That's right. I said I want you to speak a blessing over yourself. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. I want you to stop waiting for someone else to do what God has already given you access to. Speak your blessings. Open your mouth and speak. And bring your words and bring your mind in agreement with what God says about your situation, whatever your situation is. We are no longer going to rely on what we see, what we hear, what we feel. Whose report do you believe? Whose report do you believe? That doctor might have told you one thing, but whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe his report? Or are you going to believe God's report? Now, yes, the doctor might have given you some instructions, you know, and that's cool. Follow the instructions. But don't stop praying. Don't stop trusting God for your healing. Doctor gave you medication. Okay, take your medications. But don't stop praying. Don't stop trusting God. Don't rely more on your doctor and more on your medication than you rely on God, who is actually your creator, who created you in his image and in his likeness. God is the one who created that body, so he knows more about your body than that doctor ever could. We want to trust God more, because God is bigger than any diagnosis that you could ever have. He's bigger than any financial issue that you could ever have. He's bigger than any marital issue. He's bigger than any issues that you might have with your children or whatever is happening in your life. Whatever problems, God is bigger, and he's right there. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He can solve any problem that you may have. You know, and then, you know, God said that he would supply your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God has placed everything that you need inside you. It's all inside of you. You just have to access it. It is in your spirit. You might not see it right now. You might not see it in the natural. You know, but know that there is a spiritual battle going on around us that many of us are not aware of. And so you cannot fight a spiritual battle in the natural, right? There are spiritual and natural laws that apply to you and me, all of us. You know, and some of you are like Jacob, just wrestling, and you, like Jacob, need to be determined that you will not let go until God blesses you. Say that right. Say that with me right now. Say, I will not let go, God, until you bless me. That's what Jacob did. He wrestled. He wrestled. Scripture says he wrestled with that angel or spirit. He wrestled, and he said, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. What are you wrestling with today? What are you wrestling with today? It is time that you get into the presence of God and pray like you have never prayed before. And believe and receive the fact that God can change your life. I don't know what you're going through right now, but what I do know is that God is faithful. He is faithful. And you cannot give up. You cannot stop praying, right? And like I said, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. You have to encourage yourself. And so what I want to do right now, I think I want to play that song for you. I'm going to play that song. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to play it. Encourage yourself. Because many times we're looking for someone else to encourage us. But we have to encourage ourselves, right? We have to. Why are you waiting for somebody else to encourage you when you can encourage yourself? Here we go. Encourage yourself.
Speak victory. are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter Watson.
Yes, you have to speak over yourself. Begin to speak over yourself. Speak positive words of affirmation. Speak the promises of God over yourself, over your marriage, over your children, over your business, over your ministry, over your career. Begin to speak it daily. You know, many of you who follow me, Dick and Daily Confessions, we have a 30-day affirmation challenge at the end of it. And the purpose of that challenge is to begin to develop a new habit of speaking positively over your life, because our words have so much power. Scripture tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so it's important that you are, you know, careful with what you allow to come out of your mouth and what you allow other people to speak over your life. And so if you want to live the blessed life and the best life now, you have to begin to change your mindset, begin to change your words, begin to examine your heart, right? I pray you to, pray that you are encouraged today. I love encouraging you, because as I encourage you, I encourage myself. And what I want to do right now is just pray us out. Amen. Father God, I thank you for this time, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray that you will prosper everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray a third John blessing. Beloved, we pray that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers, in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I'm praying for everyone today, Lord God. I pray for their families, Lord God. I pray that they will begin to trust you, begin to trust your process, begin to trust the fact that you have not forgotten them in this season in their life. Lord God, help them to develop trust in you, trust in the fact that, you know, you will supply their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and I pray for anyone who is sick in their body, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help them to know that they are healed, that by your stripes, Jesus, by the finished work of Jesus Christ, they are healed. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I declare and decree that they, although they might have gotten a bad report from the doctor, that they can trust you even in sickness, even in a bad diagnosis, even if their bodies are racked with pain, they can trust you. Hallelujah. And I declare and decree that we will trust you in every aspect of our life, in our finances, in our marriages, with our children, in our businesses, in our ministries, Lord God. Sickness and disease, Lord God, we will trust you, because we know that you are bigger. You are bigger than anything that can come up against us, Lord God. And we trust you today. We trust you that we are, from this day forward, accepting access to living the blessed life, Lord God. We are accepting access to our rights and privileges, Lord God, and that benefit package, Lord God. Help them to see all the benefits that come in that package, Lord God, through right relationship with you, Lord God. Help them to see that they already have access. They just have to unlock the door and walk this thing out. Lord God, I thank you that you are loading them up with benefits every day, and blessings are chasing them down in the name of Jesus. I call it all done. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that you are blessed by this show today. Please share this show with someone else. All you have to do is share the link. That's what I love about this, that, you know, everything I do, I try to make sure that you can save it through video or through this broadcast, you know, so that you can share it with others. Because if I'm blessing you, which I'm sure I am, because I get the emails, I get the inbox messages, you know, but don't keep it to yourself. Share it with somebody else. And if you would like to email me, you can email me at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. That's tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. Ladies, don't you forget to join me on Facebook in our private group, Tears to Breakthrough Conference there, where we inspire each other daily with our posts and sharing our stories and through video. You know, We're just trying to encourage each other. And now we also have some men who have joined us, and that's cool, too. That's okay. We're not going to turn you away because you need to be blessed as well. But I just pray that you were inspired today and encouraged. Again, share this out to others. And you know how I like to go out? I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Amen. And so have a blessed and marvelous week, and I will see you next time. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, this something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.